my position is about right now is, you know, to continue, when they say keep it real, guru, that means to continue dropping the messages, man. I've always been a message-oriented rapper, you know, from day one, even on the party jams with Nice and Smooth on Dwick, I said a poet like loves to muse. A lot of black kids don't know their culture, they don't know their history, and that's why they act the way they act. They're not proud of who they are. Plus, everybody's just living for today, trying to get instant gratification. And hip-hop is regional. Hip-hop is like, you know, every city almost has their own style of hip-hop that's coming out now. It's getting more to where brothers are starting to come out with their own labels and blow up like that. That's dope, you know? It just needs to continue. All of that just needs to keep continuing. And brothers need to get more control. But the thing is, once we get on, we need to stop, like, acting all funny towards other brothers who ain't on or whatever. Or, you know, instead, or even the jealousy amongst brothers who is on, like the Source Awards, right? We all, this is our music. This is a black music. You know what I'm saying? We up in the Source Awards, and that ain't even a black-owned event. We all, everybody, you could cut the animosity and jealousy with a knife up in there. You know, it was whack, and that ain't what we supposed to be about. Because this is our music, and they getting ready to try to take it away from us. So we need to, like, wake up and realize what's going on before all that gets, you know, in effect. And they ain't doing nothing but trying to crash our program. So we just need to wake up, man. Where rap is going, it could go real, real far. It could be endless. It's one of them things where it's like, there's probably infinite potential.